Jason and the Golden Fleece. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, Jason and the Golden Fleece. What is the Golden Fleece? Historically, the Golden Fleece comes out of the beautiful saving quality of the coat of a fleece. And it was a golden fleece, a rare fleece, there's a rare skin and fur, if you can call it a fur, of a lamb or a sheep. And because a sheep has fleece, and a fleece is sheep. And now, what made this so special? Well, when there was a special child born, the mother would always have a special fleece for the child, a special wool coat in which to lay the child, because they didn't have a lot of cloth, they didn't have a lot of other things, but they had the fleece of their sheep. And especially when it's attached to the skin of the sheep too. Of course, the sheep has to go and become dinner, but then the coat becomes the coat for the child. Now, it's not a coat so much as it is the covering for the bed. You know, the mattress for the bed, and that's about all it was too. And they didn't care, and it was wonderful. And when the little guy would mess in it or wet in it or something like that, well, they'd just take it out and put a hose on it and clean it off. No, they didn't have hoses in those days. They didn't have water to waste like that. What did they do? They would just hang it out in the sun. Well, now, urine and the sun on animal skin does what? It turns it yellow. And so the baby's bed, having been urinated on many times by the baby and dried by the sun and the wind and so forth, soon became a very beautiful yellow color. And that was how the foundation of the golden fleece came about. Well, now, it was the swaddling clothes, the wrapping clothes for the baby child. Now, it was very special. And it was handed down from generation to generation. And you think, my gosh, it must stink. No. And when they air it out, when they put it in the sun and the wind comes along and it cleanses it, it really made it quite beautiful. And urine is one of the most beautiful healing agencies of man's body that he wastes every day just dumping it out, running from top to bottom, cleaning. It does its job inside, but it also takes with it all of the enzymes and all of the vitamins and minerals and things that are necessary to the body, and dumps them away before they have a chance to really do their work. So if you use the urine program and drink maybe a shot full of urine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you would have your whole body changing. You would have all of the things that your body needs to have, all the vitamins, minerals, and stuff like that that are being wasted, is being brought back. Now, what's this got to do with the golden fleece? Well, I'll tell you. In the ancient days, the baby's crib was, you know, pissed on, shit on, poured on, and milk, mother's milk on it, and everything else on it, you know. It is really a conglomeration. Well, it became such a beautiful conglomeration that it took the name of the Golden Fleece because it was so glorious. It was such a... The children who were raised with the Golden Fleece, year after year, and you know, generation after generation, so were the healthiest, most dynamic, most vital beings on the face of the earth, really. Because the Golden Fleece represents what? Health. It represents God. It represents harmony. It represents goodness. It represents the universality of all of life. Well, now, all of you are not privileged to have been raised in a Golden Fleece. You were raised by pure mothers. You had to wash it in a washing machine, or however they washed their clothing. And If you got any piss or shit on you, they had to wash it off you right away. They didn't leave it on you like the natives did with their babies. Their babies would sometimes have a load in their pants for a whole day, you know. And you'd think, well, now, that acidic quality of that would be harmful to their skin. Well, just the contrary. Their skin became more and more resilient, more and more powerful, by having the vitamins and minerals of the urine and things returned back into the osmotic system of the skin, into the skin. Now you say, well, my gosh, why don't they do that today? Because it's considered filthy. It's considered dirty. And really, it is God's way of providing for the body to rejuvenate, not rejuvenate, but regenerate the materials that are within it. And that's true. That's true. You take one-a-day vitamin, you know, one-a-day vitamin. It's usually orange in color or something like that, or yellow. And then what happens the first time you urinate after you have had your vitamin? Your urine is all a beautiful yellow or orange, whatever color the vitamin is. That's because 90% or better of the vitamin's capacities are dumped out immediately afterwards. And so that's why the vitamins have to be so strong. So at least some of it will go into the body and benefit you. But the Golden Fleece was a historical way of how these things were done in the early days. And why was it that in the early days, the mothers didn't take care of their own children? Usually it was an aunt, or usually it was a nanny or somebody who was hired to do this. Even primitive families, even in families where they didn't have a lot of people, because the mother went to work in the field. The mother went to work on all the things that she went to work on. And somebody else had to take care of the kid. That was just taking care of the kid, you know. And so, do you think that he got his pants changed whenever necessary? Well, yes. But the thing is, what they felt was necessary and what someone else might have felt was necessary were two different things. Mm-hmm. So the child remained in his dirty diapers much longer. Now, today, if we were to allow that to happen, we'd kill a lot of our kids, because our kids are not trained physiologically by generations to handle these things. The children of the period of the Golden Fleece were able to handle those things because that was natural for them. You go to Africa and you see these women who carry their babies on their back, like Mary does, you know. And Mary would take her little baby, and that's 2 weeks over or less, you know, just throw it on her back and take this little cloth and wrap it around her belly and over her shoulders. And the kid was just happy as can be, and Mama was doing her thing. And she was working here, and she was serving the table, and who knows how often the kid dropped a load, you know. And no thought, no problem. You don't smell things like that after a while. It's just part of the livingness. I remember when I was growing up, my best friend lived in a railroad car, that is, in a house from a railroad car. But it was in a subdivision, and it was kind of unusual, but it's not a bad thing. And so I would go to his house, because it was always fun to go over there, and his house always smelled like baby urine, because his mother was always having children, and so she was always having babies, and she was never having enough diapers. And they had diapers in those days. You didn't have tossable things, and so she didn't get all these things. She had just a lot of things to do. But I loved going over there, because there was a smell of purity in that house. Because she didn't think that the urine and the offal of the diaper was bad. And her kids were just used to the smell. And the house was used. The house just was it. You walked in that house, for a second it knocked you out. And then once you come back, it's the most normal thing in the world. But I love that kid. I love that house. I love those people, because they were all so pure and so natural. And they didn't go to doctors. They didn't need to. They didn't have to go to the hospital. They didn't need to. When they'd fall down and the mother would kiss her knee or something, and then they're back at play, and they were healthy and fantastic. They didn't have a lot of money, but they had fabulous health, fabulously good attitude, a wonderfully warm, close family. And, you know, much of it was because of the urine and because of the shit, because of the smell, because of the oneness, the bonding quality. And that was what the Golden Fleece was doing in the early days. And you say, Herb, you sure can make up interesting stories. And I say to you, you ain't heard nothing yet. More to come, and more that's equally exciting. And if you have a tendency to doubt me, which I don't think you do, but if you have a tendency to doubt me, just look it up on the internet. And then if you find something new, then just remember, it's not that I was wrong. It's that there are other attitudes about the Golden Fleece, too. Mm-hmm. And all of them are equally correct. Now, my story of the Golden Fleece comes out of the studies that I had done back in the years when I was doing these studies. And that's quite a while ago. So the studies that are being done today might be quite different. And never deny that. Do you know, not a short time ago, you weren't supposed to eat so many eggs, and then 2 weeks later, eggs are good for you, and then 2 weeks later, eggs are bad for you, and chocolate, oh my God, if you eat chocolate, you know what's going to happen to your skin? You're going to come out all with acne, you know, all those pimples all over your face and stuff like that. And then they said, that's not true. You can eat all the chocolate you want. It won't disturb your skin in the slightest. It's something else. It's just part of what your growing up qualities are, or part of what your beingness qualities are. And whether you eat chocolate or not, it had nothing to do with it. But for a long time, oh my goodness, you couldn't eat chocolate. And I love chocolate, you know. As a kid, you know, you couldn't have chocolate because it made you have acne. Well, I had a lot of good friends who had pure, beautiful skin, no acne, and they loved chocolate too. Yeah. So, you know, it makes you wonder. But that's okay. As long as it makes you wonder, you're thinking. And as long as you're thinking, you're alive. And if you want to live a long, happy life, be creative, be imaginative, and use your inner wisdom to its highest and greatest potential. Because you have only begun to probe all the wonders that's going on inside of you, much less inside of the world around you. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.